Unit 8. Listening. Exercises 2 and 3.
In this week's Student Life podcast, we're looking at friendships. There are certain myths about friendships, things that people always say about them, but that aren't perhaps true. We went out onto the street and asked what you thought. Are they myths or is there some truth in them? Myth number one. To be really good friends, you have to have the same interests and like doing the same things. Sally Smith.
Well, up to a point, yes, I agree. Imagine that you and your friend have nothing in common and you enjoy doing completely different things in your free time. You'll never want to spend time together. That doesn't mean you have to have exactly the same tastes or spend all your time together. In the end, that might even be bad. One of my closest friends usually goes shopping on Saturday morning, you know, looking for clothes in Uniqlo. But I often go running because I want to get some exercise. But when we meet up afterwards, we have lots to talk about. Anyway, the strongest friendships always have a bit of give and take. Some Saturdays we both go shopping, and others we both go running.
Myth number two. Having a few close friends is more important than having a large circle of friends. Mark Price.
I've never really thought about that, to be honest. I mean, I'm not interested in counting my friends. What is a friend anyway? How close do you have to be? I'm in a football team. Actually, I'm at the Chelsea Football Academy, and I get on with everybody, but I'm not sure I'd call them all my friends. And I spent time chatting with classmates, but I don't hang out with them all after class. But I do agree that it's really important to have one or two close friends, people you can talk to about problems and depend on. Thinking about it, the number of friends you have isn't important. The only important thing is feeling comfortable and happy with the person or people that you spend your free time with.
Myth number three. Social media is bad for friendships and causes loneliness. Maya Shaw.
There's definitely a problem with social media. I have a lot of friends who've fallen out because of misunderstandings on social media or because they said inappropriate things about a friend in a post. I think if you say anything on social media, you should also be prepared to say it to a person's face. Some people get lonely too, because they see other people having fun together, but they aren't invited or part of it. I think it's a bad idea to spend too much time looking at all that stuff. It's better to spend more time face to face with people. I mainly use social media to stay in touch with friends who I can't see very often. Without social media, it would be difficult to keep those relationships alive. So, it isn't all bad.